With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. It is Easter Sunday, and East and West are united for the first time in a few years.
Eastern and Western churches will celebrate Easter together on the same day this year, while marking 1,700 years since the Council of Nicaea unified Christian doctrine. Pope Francis and Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, the spiritual leaders of Orthodox Christian, are pushing for a permanent common Easter date, despite lingering mistrust between denominations. Efforts toward unity, backed by the World Council of Churches, aim to bridge divides. Some regions, like Greece and Finland, already celebrate Easter together, offering an example of cooperation. Ron Taylor reporting.
A federal judge is telling the Trump administration to correct the record about fired employees. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A U.S. district judge in California ordered the administration to provide probationary workers who were let go in mass firings a written statement saying they were not terminated for poor performance. Judge William Alsup issued the order in a lawsuit filed by labor unions. He found that the Office of Personnel Management unlawfully ordered the firings and used the pretense of poor performance to do so. The judge found it was impossible for federal agencies to assess each worker's performance in only a matter of days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two people, including a child, have died in Oklahoma due to flooding, as meteorologists warn today of further high water, thunderstorms, and tornadoes across the Midwest and the South. The National Weather Service issuing flooding and severe thunderstorm warnings for parts of Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, and Illinois. Dozens of journalists in Belarus imprisoned in recent years under a crackdown by authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko are reportedly the worst now in Europe. This is SRN News. An abortion in Idaho is not prohibited if pregnancy complications could cause a woman's death, even if that death is, quote, neither imminent nor assured. That is the ruling from a state judge, which modifies one of the strongest pro-life laws in the U.S. Four women represented by the Center for Reproductive Rights sued to get the court to clarify and expand the exceptions to the ban. Idaho's pro-life statute currently makes performing an abortion a felony at any stage of pregnancy unless it is necessary to prevent the death of the pregnant woman. Turkey has begun a new phase in its sweeping restorations on one of the oldest churches on earth. The work on the nearly 1,500-year-old Hagia Sophia in Istanbul focuses on preserving the monument's historic domes from the threat of earthquakes. Officials say the project will include reinforcing the church's main dome and half domes. Hagia Sophia was turned into a mosque in 1453 under the Ottoman Empire. This is SRN News. Could pro football be making a physical return to the District of Columbia?
The NFL's Washington Commanders and the District of Columbia are in discussions on an agreement for a new football stadium in the nation's capital. The sides have not yet finalized a deal that would pave the way for the Commanders and the city to build on the old RFK Stadium site. The Washington NBC affiliate reported Wednesday that the team and D.C. government were close on the framework of an agreement.
Correspondent Geffen Kulba. Today is Sunday, April the 20th, the 110th day of 2025. This is Easter Sunday. The moon is waning. Evening stars will be Jupiter, Mars, and Uranus. On this date in history, 2010, an explosion and fire on the Deepwater Horizon BP oil rig off the Louisiana coast in the Gulf of Mexico killed 11 workers and caused a massive oil spill, the largest U.S. marine spill ever. This is SRN News.